Let's pray.
Dear Heavenly Father, we're about ready to embark on your word. Father, we just trust that the Holy Spirit will lead and guide us in truth through your word. I thank you, Father, so much for the Holy Spirit being a part of our life. For without him, we don't have the kingdom of God revealing itself to us, but through him. And so, Father, I pray this morning as we commune through the word of God, that the eyes of your people will be enlightened, that they know what the hope of their calling is and what the riches of your inheritance is in the saints of light. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Praise God. Well, this morning I want to put my emphasis back on the Holy Spirit. A lot of us are moving away from the Holy Spirit, and I'd like to see that cease. The Holy Spirit is a very important person of the Godhead, whether we realize it or not. And Jesus ministered on the Holy Spirit more than anything else just before his death. And so if you will, turn over to John. The book of John, chapter 15, or 14, excuse me, John chapter 14. And Jesus, being ready to leave this earth, leave this place, he had a reason for that. Jesus had what you call a geographical location. A boundary that he operated within. How many of you know that? He could only reach so far and be in so many different places. Matter of fact, the religious man couldn't figure out why he didn't do things the way that they were doing it, such as fasting often. Matter of fact, he was criticized because they hadn't noticed that he'd been paying taxes. I want you to know Jesus is sharp. If you're going to criticize him for doing something that he should have been doing, there was a reason for it. And Jesus probably chuckled and marveled at the fact that they accused him of not paying his taxes. And Jesus had been expressing to the religious man from day one that I'm not of this world. You didn't make me. He sent me. Amen. And so he figured that he didn't have to pay taxes, seeing how he made it real clear to him he was not of this world. But if you were a Jew and you belonged to Israel, you were required to pay your taxes. And so they said, how come you're not paying your taxes? I can imagine how he smiled and grinned and said, they didn't get it yet. He says, okay, go down there and get a fish and take the money out of the fish's mouth. We'll pay our taxes. Isn't that wonderful of Jesus? Hallelujah. But Jesus had a geographical location. And so everything that Jesus was going to do would benefit mankind. Because he came to express the Father. And that's Jesus' whole purpose, was to show the world the love that the Father has for them. Even so much knowing that he would die for all of humanity. And I want to say something talking about the Holy Spirit tonight, or this morning. There's what the Bible declares the presence of the Father, the presence of God. We know that from Scripture very plainly. Also, the Scriptures tell us about the presence of the Son, the Lord Jesus. But you know, the Bible also talks about the presence of the Holy Spirit. And did you know that all three presences are different? A lot of people don't realize that, but the presence of the Father is not the same as the presence of the Son. And it's not the same as the presence of the Holy Spirit. They're not the same. Matter of fact, the presence of the Father reveals the Son. The presence of the Son reveals the Father. and the presence of the Holy Spirit is to both reveal the Father and the Son. The Holy Spirit is not limited to any geographical location like Jesus was. Matter of fact, if you and I were to walk planet Earth with Jesus, if we had any questions whatsoever that we wanted to ask him, we wouldn't have to go through several days of fasting, figuring out how to approach him, and hope that we ask the right question, not feeling intimidated, not having to do any spiritual qualification. If we're walking with Jesus, we could turn to him and say, Jesus, what does this mean? And Jesus would plainly tell you. Amen. And so, the uniqueness of the Holy Spirit is to take that place of the Lord Jesus without any geographical boundaries. He said, it's important, it's expedient to you that I go away. If I do not go away, he cannot come. And so Jesus knew that he was limited in his humanity to be every place, everywhere at the same time. But through the agency of the Holy Spirit, he's the one that hooks you up to the great computer in the sky. Hallelujah. And once you're hooked up with him, you have access to all that you need in this earth concerning the Father, the Son, and even the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And you know, I'm seeing more and more the church is trying to adjust and make room to get away from the commitment of the body of Christ. That is actually, you are actually birthed out of heaven itself. You were not birthed in this earth. You were birthed out of heaven. How many of you know that? You are born again from him that is from above. Hallelujah. And whether you realize it or not, you're a representative of heaven. You're not a representative of this earth. Hallelujah. How many of you know that? You're ambassadors for the Lord Jesus Christ. Everybody got an amen on that? Hallelujah. And so you're here to represent the kingdom of God because you changed citizenship. And the Holy Spirit is there to see to it that you will fulfill what you were called to do. Providing that you do something that the world can't. And that is to learn how to follow the Holy Spirit. You know, as you read scripture and see towards the end of everything, you can very clearly see how the church is starting to move away from the Holy Spirit. The freedom that the Holy Spirit gives you. Do you know that when you're in the presence of God, in the agency of the Holy Spirit, it's called freedom. It's called liberty. Hello, it means you have control of your life again. Hallelujah. And Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 16, and I will pray the Father and he will give you another helper that he may abide with you temporarily, forever, that he might abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. Now imagine the 12 disciples wondered, now wait a minute. We know the Holy Spirit's with us. What do you mean by in you? See, a lot of people don't understand that when you receive the Holy Spirit, he's not with you. He's in you. And that's better yet than having Jesus alongside you, because the Holy Spirit is within you and he's taking the place of Christ. That means he can walk with you. He can talk with you. Any questions you would have to ask Jesus, ask him, because he would tell you the same thing that the Son would tell you. The Son would not tell you anything except the Father had told him. And so we got all three working together with the same answer. Hallelujah. And you're no less than what the disciples were when they were walking with Jesus. By the agency of the Holy Spirit that is within us. Now the thing about walking with the Holy Spirit,
You cannot live a loose lifestyle and expect to follow the Spirit of God, because the Spirit of God will not allow you to follow a loose lifestyle.
We need to get a revelation that God is not out to condemn any one of us. Do you guys know that? You know what that means, to pass a sentence on you? He's out to do what? What is the Holy Spirit out to do? He's out to convict. He's out to make sure you stay on course. Make sure you succeed in whatever you set out to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's His job. You know, too many of us don't realize that when we're called into the kingdom of God, the very first thing that you and I should do is sit down, begin to meditate through things, and don't change directions when you first receive Him. I know a lot of people, when they receive Christ, all of a sudden they have these preconceived ideas of what they think God wants them to do. Sometimes you're better off to shut up, sit down, and switch your thinking off, and let God begin to reveal Himself to you through Scripture. That's the first thing He wants to do, is to feed you properly. To feed you properly. But some of us come into the kingdom of God, we don't think of ourselves as an infant. We think of ourselves just where we left off of the pattern of the natural world. I got news for you. It's different. If you got born again last Sunday, you're a week old in the Lord, and that's basically it. Whether we realize it or not. So the very first thing that we need to do is sit down and pay attention and get a revelation of what the Bible expresses to us before we begin the next step. Because the Holy Spirit, and I want you to think this way all the time, the Holy Spirit was sent because Jesus left. He was sent to take the place of the Lord Jesus Christ. While we're walking here on this earth, He's walking with us and inside of us. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you something. I love the mentors that I've chosen in my life, because they have taught me so much about relying upon the Holy Spirit for everything. You cannot survive as a believer without the leading of the Spirit. I've learned real quick, like, once I came into the kingdom of God, to shut up, sit down, pay attention, and wait upon God. Learn of Him. When I was first saved, man, I couldn't quit praying in tongues. I mean, I was so ignited by God. I was at that first love. Just consumed me. We lived over on Oxford Street, I think, at that time, when 71 there. And I was so consumed with God. I couldn't even go to work with my mind attached to Him. And God, I said, Lord, I am so excited about You. I just want to let the whole world know how much I love my Lord Jesus. Holy Spirit, how can I get that across? And I'll never forget what the Holy Spirit said to me. He said, if you want to know Him, then get to know Me. If you want to know Him, get to know Me. The Holy Spirit. That's interesting. So, what did I do? Sue will tell you, man, I went after everything about the Holy Ghost. I wanted to know the Holy Spirit. I wanted to know what He had to offer. Thank God I never had any previous church training. I didn't have somebody come along and take away anything from my thinking. The Bible had to add to my thinking. What a blessing. Amen. Especially being around John Cook. He was raised in church. I thank God I wasn't raised in church, because I hadn't been churched out of anything. I was just trying to get into church, if you know what I mean. And so I started consuming everything I could find on the Holy Ghost. I didn't have any training that tongues were not for today. I didn't have any teaching along that lines. And so my brother Bobby said,
these Jesus people that are turned on to Jesus, they all speak in these tongues. And I said, oh, Bobby, what's that? He said, oh, tongues are in the Bible. I said, where at? And he went and showed me the Bible over there in 1 Corinthians. I started reading all about tongues and all that. And I said, wow, what is that? And Bobby says, my brother says, well, they're going to have a revival up there at Point Defiance Park. He says, you go on up there. He said, you run into them Jesus people. And Jesus, they speak in tongues. And I'll never forget this guy. I hope I meet him in eternity. I can't hardly wait to see him again. And I was sitting there, and Bobby comes up to me and says, see that guy over there? And I looked over at this guy, and he's sitting on this picnic bench. And he's watching all the people singing songs and stuff about Jesus. And Bobby says, he speaks in tongues. Really? He says, yeah, if you want to know anything about tongues, go and talk to him. Really? He'll tell you. I said, okay. And guess what? I didn't have any May thinking. I didn't have no teaching in me that said they'd been done away with. I didn't have any teaching that when you go into the church, don't speak in tongues because you will offend somebody. I didn't have the teaching that they passed away. I just knew that I wanted all the Holy Ghost there was. And if it was in the Bible and I read it, I wanted it. And so I went over to this guy and I walked up to him. I didn't know how to approach him, you know, and I was nervous. And I said, boy, you guys are really turned on to the Lord. And the guy, he's really just steadfast. And he says, and you ain't. I said, no, I am. I'm really turned on. He says, good. So am I. And I said, my brother over there, do you know him? And he looked over at Bobby and said, no, I don't. I said, well, he knows you. He said, oh, I might have seen him. I said, he tells me you speak in tongues. And he looked at me and he goes, yeah. And I said, really? I says, what does it do for you? It's my direct line to God. You're what? It's my direct line to God. When I speak in tongues, I got a direct connection to God. You know what I did? I got to have a direct line to God. You guys ought to know what I'm talking about with these cell phones you got. Can't even communicate with you anymore. What are you doing? I walked around for several days. How do I get that direct line to God? I had a burning craving in me. And I was going to the church that the Lord told me to go to because they spoke in tongues. I got saved in a Baptist church, wouldn't you know? I told them I wanted to go down to the street down here where they spoke in these tongues. They ushered me right out the door. And so I started going there, and I started craving so bad. I craved that in one of the services I said, that's it. I am going to speak in tongues today if I go home to be with the Lord. And I'll never forget, I went down front when they gave the altar call. I went down and got on my knees, and I was praying. I said, God, I want the Holy Ghost. God, I want the Holy Ghost. And this elderly lady in the church, she always just fluently spoke in tongues. During a service, you could hear her going all the time. She felt led to come over, sit down, and pray with me. And she was yapping in them tongues, man. And I'm sitting there, and I forgot talking to God, and I was listening to her tongues. Oh, God, and I said, ooh, I got to have that language. How do I get that language in? Now, here's what was in my thinking. If I go to speak in tongues, God's going to come down and illuminate my tongue. And he's going to shake it. And he's going to make it go, blah, 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 blah. And so I'm sitting there. I learned that not how you get speaking in tongues. Vic Coburn one time, he said he ran across a lady with her tongue stuck out. Remember that? And he says, you better get it in your head. He ain't going to give it to you outside with that tongue. And so, thank God I had the lady say, put the tongue in. And kept praying in the Holy Ghost. And I didn't get nothing. I was waiting for that tongue to get zapped. Or, you know how you think this weird thing, you know. So I get in my car and I'm going home. It's Sunday afternoon. And I'm driving and I'm crying. And I'm saying, God, I want to speak in tongues. Boy, I'm glad I wasn't raised in church. And I get almost to the house. And I said, you know what? I don't care. I'm going to speak in tongues. And I went, oh, God, forgive me. I begged him to forgive me. I blasphemed the Holy Ghost. Why? I spoke in tongues on my own. Well, that night, you guys heard the testimony. Some people came over from the church. We had Holy Ghost that night. We were all speaking in tongues by the time we got through, except for my cousin Bernie. He still hadn't gotten the gift of the Holy Spirit. Anyway, since that day, that very next week, I'd go to work, and I'd get in that spray booth, and I'd start speaking in tongues, and I'd start giggling. But I didn't realize that that language was a supernatural as anything else in my life. And so then, as time went on, I was very bold about speaking in tongues, but I was hanging around with people that accepted it. And so no one ever told me that you shouldn't be speaking in tongues until you run across religious people. And I ran across this family and said, well, we don't have nothing to do with that. And I was shocked. I said, why? We believe they passed away. And I said, oh, no, they didn't. They didn't. And they said, well, how do you know? I speak in them. They go, but I was, if I spoke in tongues, I meant that, no, they didn't pass away. They're still here. I'm speaking in them. You know what I mean? They were the first ones that cast doubt on me. And so I had to pray that doubt off me. You know, you have to be careful who you fellowship with, especially when it comes to the things of God. You got to fellowship with them of like faith, at least to begin with, until you're established within yourself and you're strong within yourself. And so then I got comfortable speaking in tongues, and I heard the other side that they'd been done away with all that, but I just poo-pooed it. I didn't even want to try to prove that they were wrong or anything like that. I just know I was receiving the blessing of God. Hallelujah. Now speaking in that tongue. Hallelujah. Not ashamed of it. Now, thank God I ran into the weirdos long after I was baptized in the Holy Ghost. Thank God of that, because, boy, there was some weirdos that you listen to them and they just take a gift and just rag it, you know. And I knew something's wrong. These people, they're not clicking right. But I got back to the Word of God and I was just really into the Holy Spirit. And I began to look and where he said here in John 14, the Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. And I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. And a little while longer, and the world will see me no more. Now watch this. See me no more. But you will see me, because I live, you will live also. At that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved of my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Hallelujah. Now listen to this. Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word and my Father will love him. And he will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words. And my words which you hear is not mine, but the Father who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while being present with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Peace I leave with you. My peace I will give to you. Not as the world gives do I give you to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard me say to you, I am going away and coming back to you. If you love me, you would rejoice because I said, I am going to my Father. For the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it comes, that when it does come to pass, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming, and he has nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, so I do. Arise, let us go from... And do you know what he said there? He said something that just shocked me. He said, I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. And when I was reading this out of the Greek, what I thought was very interesting, this word means to come to be present with you. In other words, he's coming. He hadn't been here yet. And I could think, now wait a minute, the devil has been here from the fall of Adam. He's always been here. But this is kind of a different spirit. This is a different spirit altogether. This is a different operation altogether. This is a government structure of Satan that's different than it has ever been administered before. Because now Jesus was leaving and this spirit was now going to come upon the humanity in the earth. And he was going to do one thing that was mentioned way back in Genesis. He was coming to discredit the walk of the Lord Jesus Christ in this earth. He was going to discredit everything about him. But Jesus already said, get a hold of the Holy Ghost. Get a hold of the Spirit. Because once I'm gone, he will reveal me to you. You will know him. He'll be with you and in you. He will be the anointing that reveals the very person that I am with you. Hallelujah. And that's why the Holy Spirit in the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, why you never find the epistles even mentioned in them, because the Holy Spirit said, no, we just want you to administer the testimony of the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, who has the authority now in the earth to continue to do what he did in the Synoptic Gospel. And all you have to do is read that, and that's still the same Lord Jesus says, I will. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. And I'll tell you what, when you get into fellowship with God, all you can do is think about fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit. Is it hard on your flesh? Yes, it is. Because you might have to plan yourself a little differently. This morning when the Holy Spirit woke me up, I told him, wake me up every morning from now on. I want to get in here, get into Scripture, and he's starting to reveal a lot of mysteries I had not seen before. But he gets me up an hour and a half to 2 hours every morning. Then I go back to sleep for another three. Is it hard on flesh?
Uh-huh.
That's why you got to go to bed early. You learn that real quick. So he tells me here, he says, I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming and he has nothing in me. But notice what he said. You have heard me say to you, I am going away and coming back to you. I am going away and coming back to you. I'm going away and coming back to you. I'm going away and coming back to you. You know how he came back to us? Through the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Right, residing on the inside of me. Hallelujah. That Spirit of Christ that is now birthed in me, the Holy Spirit is ministering to him and giving me the freedom that I need. Hallelujah. And I'll never be moved away from that as your pastor. I will always keep the kingdom of God first place. I ain't going to order in these executives of this world to come in and teach you anything. You'll have to go to them. But when you come to this house is going to express the spirituality that causes you and I to grow up great in the things of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll never compromise that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No, they're not the same. The presence of the Father is different than the presence of the Son, than the presence of the Holy Spirit. They are not the same. One reveals the Son. One reveals the Father. But the one reveals both the Father and the Son. That's why he said, I won't leave you as orphans. He's with me. He's with me. He wakes me up in the morning to fellowship with him. Oh, I love it. I love it. Because now that I've grown a lot in the Word, now he's starting to break great mysteries to me. And I'm going to tell you something. When you don't fellowship with the Holy Spirit on a set apart time, then people, I'm going to tell you, don't expect to follow the leading of the Spirit. Because the leading of the Spirit requires fellowship with him. You've got to be in fellowship with him. You can't thank God. Presence in you. You have to on purpose focus and pray in the Holy Ghost. Why? Because you're leaving your natural man now. In time you've passed away. You know who came up with that brilliant thing? The carnal mind. And the carnal mind is enmity with God. It's not subject to God. Neither indeed can be. It has to be purged. It has to be controlled. Are you following me? But the life of God, when it grows in you, man, now you start taking your place in his kingdom. Hallelujah. So when he said that this world ruler that is coming to be present, it means to come upon of a specific time and event. And what he was saying is Satan's government has now ordered a structure, a satanic structure that is supposed to discredit the person of the Lord Jesus Christ in his earthly walk. That's why I went over there in Genesis. Boy, people don't realize that. He will crush your head and you will bruise his heel. When he said crush your head, he was talking about the present day ministry of Jesus Christ. He removed his authority over the church and those that call upon him as their Redeemer and Savior. Now they are free from his rule and his domain. And now they can come and accomplish the things that they want to accomplish in the kingdom of God without any restraint. The only restraint that they would have is what they put upon themselves. Glory to God. That's why all things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. I am a new creature in Christ Jesus. Even if I've known Christ after the know him no more, I am free in Jesus. Hallelujah. That's my freedom. I look into the law of liberty and I find freedom through it. Hallelujah. That's a born from above. I've come alive spiritually and I put my position of my body dead on the cross. Hallelujah. Which is almost unheard of when people preach about the cross. Hallelujah. No, my natural man, he is getting more and more confined and restricted to his acts and his deeds. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, when Jesus come out of that grave, he went down to that grave victorious. He came out of it victorious. He stripped the rulers and authorities, powers of darkness. He took away the keys of death, hell, and the grave, and ushered all them others in the upper regions of paradise out of there. Oh, ho, ho, ho. And when he was resurrected, it said he couldn't be resurrected until I was justified. Once I was justified, he came out. Woo! Best football game you'll ever get a hold of. He came out. He came out. He came out of there. He judged sin in the flesh and came out of there spiritually. Whoo! I used to believe he died spiritually. He went to hell, meaning torment and all that. He couldn't have, or he'd had sin of his own.
He had none of his own. The sin was laid upon him. Scapegoat. And then it was justified in the flesh, Romans 8:3. I look at that cross. He said, it is finished. That was his humanity speaking out. It's a done deal now. And when he left that body, he went to that lower regions called paradise, where he told that thief on his right hand, you will be with me in paradise this day. And he went down there to the regions of the dead, and he took the authority over that place and said, now my Father, hallelujah, is going to determine who is coming here and who isn't. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so when you receive Christ, you bypass spiritual death forever. Why? You receive Jesus. He came out. My resurrection glory. And thank God for the Holy Spirit as my helpmate over my body. I hope you guys understand what I'm saying. I'm wore out. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm victorious. Say it with me. I'm victorious. Oh, glory to God. I'm victorious. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He didn't give me no Samsung to talk to God. Hallelujah. He gave me a tongue, man, of the righteous. Hallelujah. Even my intellect is left out of that conversation. Glory to God. Glory to God. Whew. Feel like running like that one couple did. Freedom. Glory. Freedom. Freedom from the bondage of this flesh. Glory to God. I have a right to choose what I want to say. I have a right to think what I want to say. Glory to God. I have a right to be what I want to be in the Lord Jesus. And so do you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Woo. Glory to God. Inner healing. I've got news for you. You were done inner healed when you got born again. Inner healing's for somebody who don't know they're saved. I know I'm saved. I got inner healed. Glory to God. This is good news. This is good news. I'm going to tell you something. Got a mystery this morning. Turn over to Deuteronomy 28. Now I know what the Holy Spirit's job is. His job is to reveal Jesus. How many of you know in the Old Testament a lot of it's types and shadows? Glory to God. God spoke to me. He says, I want you to go to Isaiah, or Deuteronomy 28. And I said, over there, law? Yeah, he says, where the blessing and cursings are. He says, but before you read the blessings, I want you to read the cursings. And so I started reading the cursings. You know what got me? That a lot of them cursings, I was a product of it. Now, wait a minute. Now it says that I should be blessed in this area, but it says I'm cursed in this area. And I'm cursed in this area, and I'm cursed in this area. Now, when I got born again, I thought the cursing was removed. How many of you heard that? When you get born again, you're removed from the cursing. And I said, yeah. And he says, now go over and read the blessings. And I went over and read the blessings. And I began to realize they're just the opposite of the cursings. And the Lord spoke to me and he said, who likes a curse? Who likes a cursing? Anybody here like cursing? How many here like a blessing? You know what dawned on me? The blessings and the cursings are type and shadow of something. You know what's type and shadow of? When you get born again, you've been transferred into the blessing. And you shed the curse. The cursing that he speaks of here is a type of the body of flesh. It was put to death on the cross. So that anything that it produces will no longer produce if you don't let it. Because everything it can produce is nothing but a curse, because it had a sin nature impregnating it that got into it. And it's expressed in the Ten Commandments what that sin nature does. He speaks against the kingdom of God and he speaks against your neighbor. And that is his MO. That is the nature of death that works within your body. And we're sitting there and we're worried about what Satan's going to think. And Satan has already been removed from his rule of authority over your life when you got born again, because your life is no longer out of the body of your flesh. It's out of your spirit. Glory to God. That means now that within my spirit, I can complete the law through my spirit. I can't through the flesh, because it has a nature within it that speaks against God. And the Holy Spirit's job is to literally reveal His Son in me so that I have victory and not a curse, but a blessing. It dawned on me, man doesn't know on his own ability. It has to be revealed to him through the Holy Spirit. His champion, his victor, and it's Jesus. And Jesus said he transferred that anointing to the church. It belongs to you and I. But Jesus has the power. And he said the same power that I use when I walk the shores of Galilee is the same power that will operate through your authority. Because I'm the same yesterday and today and forever. If you want my power, he says, then use my authority for it. Say this with me. Oh me, for my body of flesh. You know, in the Old Testament, whenever God wanted anything, he wanted to get anything done, you know what he did? He went and told you what you were supposed to be. Remember Gideon? Hiding like a little coward in straw. And God approached and said, mighty man of valor. Most of us go, who's he talking to? God calleth those things that be not as though they were. That word, call us things that be not as though they were, means I literally speak to you and I create a whole new existence for you. That's what that means. That's what Abraham learned. Oh my gosh. He learned it. When God speaks, he calleth those things that be not as though they were. Oh my gosh, let's get rid of our self-image. Our self-image doesn't say the same thing God said. Our self-image joins Gideon. God's image being formed in us causes us to be what God calls us. Thou mighty man of valor. You guys are that way. You have that potential. All you have to do is reach on the inside of you and draw it out. How many of you want to go to the Super Bowl this year? How many of you want to go to the Super Bowl this year? How many of you want to go to the Super Bowl this year? The Super Bowl I'm talking about is victory in your life. Hallelujah. You want to obtain that victory? You want to go to that Super Bowl? You can do it. You can do it. You got the best player on planet Earth residing on the inside of you to call those things, to call out them calls so you'll succeed. Amen. Don't you wish Seahawks had that kind of calling? Can you madam get in the little huddle and go, okay, Holy Spirit, what's our next move? We'd go to the Super Bowl every year if that was the case. Hallelujah. Our forefathers found the Holy Spirit to take America away from a ruler that we had a freedom to be free from. Hallelujah. And they followed the Holy Ghost. That ain't the case nowadays, but I meant back then it was. Now we got Donald Trump coming up. A businessman. Supposed to have all the answers. Help me. No, the Holy Spirit is with you today. If you had any answer, if you haven't learned to have an ear for Him, He'll give you that right on the spot. Just as though Jesus was right beside you. That's how personable the Holy Spirit is for you and for me. He is God's presence in me. That's why 1 John said, Now, you don't continue in missing the mark with your neighbor when you have that anointing working on the inside of you. You see, there's a lot of people that are carving their own gods. I'm not going to carve my own God. I'm going to let His image come out of these scriptures. Hallelujah. Victory belongs to me. And it belongs to you. Hallelujah. Well, Pastor, how do I get that victory? Well, first of all, you got to get rid of your old image. Your old self-worth. You have to get back in the Bible and find out what the Bible has to say about you. I'm going to tell you, if Jesus stood before you right where you're at, no matter how many mistakes you've made, no matter how many wrong turns, no matter how many times you fell down, thank God you got up. But nevertheless, if Jesus was to stand before you, He would tell you what He made you, not what you are in the natural. You know, my God is a God who will give you a hope. Even if you've been in the Lord for years and you've just done nothing but blow it, it don't mean a thing to God. It's no darkness to Him. He always remains light, and He'll take you and expose your darkness by His light, because He's the same no matter what. David learned that real quick. He said, no matter what situation I got into, it made no difference to God. He always remained light to lead and guide me into the way of truth. That's Old Testament. Yah. Glory to God. Well, I hope you got something today. If you didn't get something, I'll fill you with the Holy Ghost with the help of God. Come on up here. Don't let your head talk you out of it. You know, the hardest people for us to lay hands on and see God fill them with the Holy Ghost, the hardest people have been the most intellectual. The ones who have control of their life. Well, good. Take control all you want. I'll tell you what, God's taking control of my life. Amen. Stand up, everybody. I preach myself into sweat. Hallelujah. You know, the Holy Ghost, even in the gifts that Jesus operated in, sickness and disease, and it's all that power is still here. But the authority of that power has been channeled to you. That's why it says you'll lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. It's the Holy Ghost just working through you. Has nothing to do with your self-image. Nobody get healed. It comes by simply saying, I need it, I want it, and He'll give it free. But then somebody has the nerve to sit there and let their dead man come out of their grave and tell them, you didn't feel it. You certainly didn't smell it. You didn't hear it, did you? Then why go forward? If you want your body, your dead man, to declare what rightfully belongs to you, then let him talk all he wants, and you won't get nothing. But if you ignore him and that fallen nature that he possesses, and anything you want from God, you can come and freely get it. It's yours. It is so simple that our intellect trips us up. We make it very complicated. Well, your inner man won't.
Your outer man will.
Well, I'm not going to say anything that I know is not so.
Really? Where'd you get that brilliant deduction? You think God's going to confirm His power through the body of your flesh that He declared dead on the cross? That'd be like God going to the graveyard and saying, okay, graveyard material, you give testimony to what I said. You're to reckon yourself dead. You're supposed to nullify the deeds and practices of the body. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank You for the Word of God this morning. Father, if there's one thing that I can give Your people this morning, is how important it is to spend time with Your beautiful, wonderful Holy Spirit that You put in the earth and on the inside of men. Father, so they are able to discern the kingdom of God within them. So they were able to discern the body of Christ in the earth and the importance of it. Holy Spirit, move upon Your people to hear you. May their spiritual ear give place to Your voice. Father, you said He doesn't speak on His own initiative, but what He hears, that will He speak. Father, may He do a lot of talking to a lot of us here this morning, showing us that He's ever, forever with us. He'd never leave us nor forsake us, no matter what we've done. That song we sing, He never lets go. Boy, that is so true. He never lets go. God is a God of love and compassion. He'll never let go of you. Hallelujah. Now, the Lord already said there's a few of you here this morning. You don't know what you're going to do come Monday. You have some decisions to make and you don't know whether you can make them or not. Yes, you can. All you have to do is just get along with God and say, God, speak to me. As if Jesus was right there. Speak to me. Tell me what I need more than anything else. And I'll do that. Boy, He has done that for me in ministry, people. I'll never forget some of the situations I got in. But when God gives you a word, it ain't going to be what you think it should be. I've learned that. I know I had a $250,000 bill over my head that had to be paid that Monday. And I got alone with God and I started crying out, so much so that I started crying. I need a word from You, God. I'll never forget what He said. He said, Jan, you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And I said, well, Lord, is that You? Is there anybody else up there? I wanted the address and the name of a person that had millions of dollars and could help me. And you know how your natural mind grabs hold. You shall know the truth. And the truth will set me free. Anything else? And I took that word that He gave me. Come Monday, I got in with all them contractors. And I never forget my friend trying to get up there and explain to the ministers, and the Spirit of God came all over me. He said, step out and tell them the truth, and they'll set you free. And I said, is that what that word meant? He said, yep. I had over 40 contractors in that room. And I stepped out, and I told them the truth. You know what they said? We'll work with you. Pastor Jan, we'll work with you. 8 months later, they were all paid off. But I had a word from God. And you know what? If He can do that for me, He'll do that for you. I don't see no crown on my head. I don't see no crown on your head.
But I see the glory of God on me and you. He has a word for you. Even today, He has a word. Dear Heavenly Father, now as we close this service, Father, may the Holy Spirit be turned loose in everyone. May He speak in such a wonderful way that everyone hears Him. That He finally becomes the answer that has always been here. Men have clouded Him. But Father, we give Him free rein to speak in the hearts of our people. The best way I know to do it is to talk about Him. And how important and wonderful the Holy Spirit is for all of us. He speaks in such a wonderful way that He emanates the love of the Father. So if you're here this morning and you have had trouble struggling with even depression, physical needs in your body, you've never been filled with the Spirit, you need to give your heart to the Lord. If you'll just take time to step out right now and come forward, we'll be glad to pray with you. Don't be ashamed. Do it. Come. Come to those who have the anointing of God to be able to lay hands on you for you to receive. Man can't do this, but what God ordained can. What God ordained can. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, you guys ready to go home? Father, I thank you for this wonderful group. Father, I thank you that the power of God is here. Father, I thank you the Holy Spirit is here in the heart of everyone. And Father, with that much Holy Spirit presence, Father, may our community be different in Jesus' name. And with that, you're free to go. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.